Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A former Long Island State Trooper who's facing charges for faking a shooting and then covering it up was back in court this morning.
Thomas Marcia pleaded guilty to shooting himself in the leg, causing a major multi-state search for a driver who did not exist. Marcia admitted here in court he put spent rounds on the side of the Southern State Parkway, then shot himself in the leg with a rifle. He then went to his home, hid the weapon in a personal vehicle, then went back to the parkway and called for help, claiming a driver shot him and got away. In court, however, Marcia did not talk about why he did commit the crime. He is set to be sentenced in August to 6 months in jail, continue to undergo mental health treatment, and pay restitution in the amount of $289,000.
That's Sophia Hall reporting. An anti-Semitic incident is under investigation in Lower Manhattan. Police say a 31-year-old man was on the platform at the Fulton Street J train station last month when he got into an argument with another man who made anti-Jewish remarks, then threatened to have his dog attack him before he hopped on a downtown train. Anyone who knows anything about this incident asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Mayor Adams announced this morning that construction will begin in early 2028 on the so-called pedestrian paradise along Fifth Avenue. The plan is to turn the stretch of Fifth Avenue that goes from Bryant Park to Central Park into a world-class public plaza with fewer lanes for cars and trucks.
We're going to double the sidewalk space, shorten the crosswalks so that the avenue is safer to cross, green the avenue with more than 230 tree planters, and add in new seating and better lighting.
With all of its shopping, restaurants, and other attractions, the mayor says the area is bustling with more people an hour than a sold-out Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. And he says soon it will be greener, safer, and more walkable. New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver will make her first court appearance today to face assault charges. U.S. Attorney Alina Haba says McIver pushed and grabbed ICE agents 2 weeks ago outside Delaney Hall Immigration Facility while trying to stop the arrest of Newark Mayor Ross Baraka. McIver, though, has denounced the charge as, quote, purely political, saying prosecutors are distorting her actions in an effort to silence her opposition to the Trump administration's immigration policies. Police are asking for your help finding the person or people responsible for brutally attacking a woman on Randall's Island and leaving her there unconscious. The 44-year-old woman was walking near a bike path when she was attacked. Her attacker or attackers beating her in the head and face, where she sustained serious injuries. She was later found unconscious and unresponsive on the bike path. She was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital and is said to be in critical condition. Police are not sure of a motive, and it's unclear if they're looking for one suspect or more than one. Anyone with any information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Some of New York City's Pride events might have to be slightly scaled back this year. That's because nearly one quarter of the corporate donors to the Pride festivities have either canceled or scaled back their support this year. That's according to the New York Times. Those companies include MasterCard, Nissan, and Garnier. Some are citing economic uncertainty in the country, but also cite fear that the Trump administration could punish corporations that it views as supporting a celebration of gay and transgender rights. Heritage of Pride, which produces the event, says some may be scaled back or even canceled, and says that the corporate funding they receive is not just necessary to put on those events, but help pay for other programs run by the other organization. And it's not just New York Pride that's feeling the losses. Other organizations that support LGBTQ causes also being affected. The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center here in Manhattan, for example, says it's seen up to a 30% reduction in revenue from corporate partners this year. And it says some have begun asking for anonymity if they do donate for the time being. The NYPD is on the lookout for a would-be robber in the Claremont section of the Bronx. Investigators say the suspect walked into a phone store on 3rd Avenue and 170th Street, pepper sprayed an employee in the eyes, then tried to snatch a bunch of phones from a locked case, but ended up just giving up and making a run for it. Anyone who knows anything about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A heads up for anyone whose kids go to Sachem East High School on Long Island. The health department says a student there is undergoing treatment for tuberculosis, and they're advising anyone who might have come in contact with the student to get tested. And keep in mind, you don't have to have symptoms to test positive. If that happens, you'll typically be put on antibiotics for 3 or 4 months. But those who have it and do get sick will probably have to go on a regimen or 3 or 4 different meds. The Sachem Central School District says there are 116 students and 7 staff members who have been notified so far about a potential exposure. Meanwhile, the New Jersey Health Department is warning about a possible measles exposure at last Thursday's Shakira concert at MetLife Stadium. Officials say anyone who hasn't been vaccinated for the disease or who had it in the past is at risk and could see symptoms between now and June 6. But they also say anyone who suspects an exposure should call their health provider first before visiting any medical office or emergency room. Expected to come to the stand this week at the Sean Diddy Combs racketeering and sex trafficking trial, rapper and actor Kid Cudi. He's expected to testify tomorrow to tell the jury about his brief relationship 14 years ago with Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie. Cassie testified last week that Combs was enraged when she left him for a period of time in 2011 and began dating Cudi, and left a large bruise on her back as she left his LA home for the last time that year. Prosecutors have said in court filings that Combs was so upset that he arranged to have Cudi's convertible firebombed. Combs has pleaded not guilty to charges he used his fame and fortune to oversee a 2-decade-long racketeering enterprise that controlled Cassie and others through threats and violence.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.